I'm back again. It's like an everyday thing now because I just say, yeah, I don't care. I got to do something, I guess. I get bored. So I'm doing a podcast, and it's basically your host, Bigfoot Holmes, and he's doing spinning backfist today. He's in such a great mood, you know, like always, you know. Somebody got him, man. They got him. They found him out. They found out he wasn't always right. They found out he's right, never right. They found out he was always wrong, and he just makes stuff up in his head. And they found it out. They found it out, and they bashed him. They bashed him pretty good without saying his name, but it hurt his feelings. Bigfoot's gonna cry a little bit, but he gonna come back with a better show. And I'll come back with something coming up here in a second. But he don't know what he's talking about. He's a liar. He don't know nothing. He don't know nothing about nothing. He ain't never been in the game. He don't know nothing. Yeah, that's true. I know nothing. I just know what I hear. I made it all up. I made it all up through my head because my head was wicked and wacky and wicked. That's what happens with your head when it gets wicked and wacky and wicked, you know. I probably ate one of those apples that were going to poison me. I don't know, man. What's going on with that one? Hey, man, it was probably one of those apples that poisoned me. How do you like those apples? Well, they poisoned me. They poisoned me. They didn't tell me they were going to poison me, and I got poisoned, so I can't do anything about it. They didn't tell me they were. So I probably could, yeah. Actually, not lied, because I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I ruined the show again. What I was going to say was, they said they were going to poison me, and I took it anyway, and they got poisoned. It's my fault. It's all my fault. See, I'm all confused because I'm poisoned. I got confused because I got poisoned. I'm so poisoned. Oh, they poisoned me. And I was wrong. Oh, well. Also, if you want to go sticks and stones and breaks bones and names don't hurt and things you say is wrong, that wasn't Phil Hartman. But rest in soul anyway, but that was not. I believe that's like a senator or something. I believe he was a senator. Franken? Yeah. Al Franken? Yeah. He was the one who did that, but that's cool. We suck. I suck. I know. I can't ever get anything right. But that was Al Franken. Because I had to listen to him today. Yeah. I had to listen to him and get pepped up. Yep, so we back to the show. He basically told me to go in the mirror and say, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, and I believe in myself. Yeah, I'm Bigfoot. I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, and I believe in myself. Nobody else has to, but I do. I do. We'll be back with the show with Bigfoot Holmes. You did it to him. You did this to the Bigfoot, Mr. Sonnen, Lord Sonnen. You did this to him because you always have to be right on your podcast, apparently, and YouTube channel. But you did this to him. So when you go to bed tonight, remember, you did this to Bigfoot. You did it to Bigfoot. Nobody else but you. Okay? And fake media. And false media, and false videos, and false anything else. You know, all they did to him, too, but you're the one that really dug in deep. You dug deep, Mr. Sonnen. You dug deep. You dug deep this time. And Bigfoot will never be the same. So we'll be back with the show. If you want to be back with us. But this is how it's going to be. I'm good enough. I'm strong enough. And I believe in myself. And I believe I'll be the best one day. But time's ticking. Time's ticking. When is it going to be the best again? When am I going to be the best? I don't know. The good days are past me. I don't know when I'll be the best then. I keep thinking I'm going to be the best, but I'll never be. I'll just be that guy. Bigfoot. Bigfoot Holmes. Yep. Well, I hope you enjoy this show. It's going to be a good show. A great show. You know, because I'm doing it. I do everything that good. Yeah, you know, I speak really low, too. So, that's going to be it, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back with a good show. Yep, I hope so. All right, so you're back. It's me, you know, you called me out. Basically, I'm going to come up clean today, I guess. I just have to say, I was trying to be funny, and I guess I'm not funny, and people took me serious, maybe, and they left me, they unfollowed me, they didn't think I was good, they thought it was nothing, and now maybe I have a fight that I probably can't even have. I don't want to fight. I'm Bigfoot. I don't know how to fight. You know that. I just call people out, and I never thought it was going to hit back to me, and now I'm getting bashed. Oh, man. What am I going to do? Nobody cares about it. Actually, nobody really cares about that. But I'm sorry about poor people and the people who listen to me. I can't really destroy somebody. I can't really do it with my hands. I try to act tough because that's what I do. I try to speak on MMA stuff, and I figured if I gave it with a good tone, with like a real aggressive tone, where I was be like a real tough guy. I was gonna be like a real tough guy doing the sport, and talking the sport because, I thought that's what the guys were tough guys. But I just figure fit in. But I'm just a laughing stock. I'm a laughing stock of myself, basically. But at least I have that mirror. At least I have that mirror and that motivational speech. Yep. Yep, Stuart. Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley got me, man. I got his speech and I had to go back and find it and I got it. And I'm good enough. I'm great enough. I'm damn near smart enough to make myself food during the day, I guess. I don't know. Turn on a computer. I don't know. Even though I'm having trouble doing that lately. Can't even turn on a computer anymore. Having trouble doing that, so I just don't turn it off. I just don't turn it off. It went off, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I had to go to my neighbor's house, and they had to turn it off for me. It was not a good day for me there, Not to mention the fact I thought something bad happened. It gave me an excuse to go over there, but that was a different story. Different story, but they helped me get the computer back on. They said it was dead. It was dead. You just can plug it back in, and I didn't hit that button, and I'll work. I said, "Oh, okay. Is that why my phone's not charging up either? Because my phone didn't charge up either. I didn't know what's going on. I had plugged in the computer, and they said, yeah, the computer's dead. So I'm not gonna charge the phone up either, Bigfoot. I'm not gonna charge the phone up if the computer's dead. So they helped me. They helped me. Yep. It was basically like a big punch to the gut today that I took. Yep. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. My feelings are hurt. My pride is hurt. My integrity is hurt. Everything about me is hurt. Yep. So, what else we gotta talk about today? What else out in the world? I don't know, but like, there's fights going on, I think, right? Like, I guess what they call me, I know, because I might be wrong, because apparently, that can't happen in USADA pools. They don't let people do that. I just thought maybe they did. I thought maybe Connor was just, they thought they gave him a pass. They gave him a pass, He's Connor McGregor. He obviously might have had to be on some steroids. He's got a broken leg. You got a broken leg. You tell me if you don't want to be on steroids either. I thought maybe they gave him a pass. But apparently he's just bragging, retire. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. He's just playing games with everybody. He's playing games with everybody. He's making me look stupid. And now I'm Bigfoot and I look stupid. And God forbid I will not come on Bigfoot and I'm not RW jumping me and I will not try to fight anybody else of them. Okay? Because I was already trying to fight a wimp and I know he'd beat me up anyway, so. He's a wimpy ass bitch, but I pretty sure he beat me up too, so I know it. So it'd make myself. What would I be at then? What would I be then? What would I be then, Mr. Son Lord? Can you answer that one? If I let myself get beat up by a little wimpy ass bitch, what would happen to me? What would I be then? I'd be worse than I am now, and I can't be any worse than this because it ain't no good. It ain't no good. And if I let Andrew Tate beat me up like that bad, I got beat up by a wussy ass bitch. It ain't no cool. It ain't no good times for me. If I let Phil Brooks beat me up, like I was trying to let him do. I was trying to put him over, but they don't want to get put over. They don't want to get put over. They just want to talk to stuff. So I was gonna put him all over by letting him whoop me up. But what would I be then? What would I be then? Because hey, I'd be nothing. I'd just be a loser, like I am now. But I'd be even worse, because I lost the fight to them. So I'd be even worse. It'd be even worse. So you're right. I should just bow it out now, and I'm gonna be sane for the rest of the time I do these shows. And we'll be back tomorrow with a good show, I guess. I hope they put a captain's lineup out. I'm not really feeling it much anymore. So we'll pick that up. But yeah, that's me, Bigfoot Holmes. He tried to ride the ride, and they kicked him off. Said he was too small, too small. Yep, too little. He had no heart. He had no pride for himself. He was worthless. Can't go on the ride, Bigfoot. You gotta go home. Go home. Go home, buddy. Just go home. Go home. That's what they said. They said it kind of nicely, but I still took offense to it. So, but I'll be okay because I ain't gonna be a tough guy anymore. I'm not a tough guy. I never was a tough guy. I just thought I could act tough because I was doing an MMA podcast. But apparently, 100,000 million people do this anyway. So I just look stupid, look like an idiot, and I get laughed at. But that's okay, because I know I watch Stuart Smalley, and if I keep watching him, I'm gonna be okay, because he tells me what to say every morning I get up when I look in that mirror. Okay. So don't worry about Bigfoot. Bigfoot will be around. He might be back tomorrow to pick a team. If you want him, if people still want him to pick a team, maybe you should follow him a little bit. Maybe they should follow him a little bit, not unfollow him, and not just mess with his whole psyche. Maybe that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Maybe they could admit that he existed. That'd be kind of cool. But this, I know it takes time. I know it takes time. I obviously got catfish on the 2018 videos. That's cool. I got nothing else to do. Yeah, the catfish me may look bad in comedies too. The comedians try to make me look bad too, so that's good. It's all good. It's all good. I'll let them do it. They can do whatever they want. They're successful. Successful. I also want to know why. Can I ask a question? No. Anybody knows this question? Come on. Why am I getting invited to a? I got this thing called, I don't know, some pickle stuff. But why am I getting a thing invited to like a music festival to sing? I sing. Oh, but apparently I'm supposed to be doing this thing for like 4 weeks. Oh, I'm a singer, apparently. Oh, a big festival or something. Oh, weird. I got invited to it, but as I started changing things around and started seeing my emails, oh, do you know, was that possible? I don't know. I can't go to it. That's where mine going. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you want me to sing? What do you want me to sing? I'll give you a song to sing. We'll come back with it. I'll come up with one. I'll come up with the song and I'll sing us out. I'll sing us out because apparently I'm a great singer. Didn't I know I was? But apparently I am. And I'll sing us out to a tone and a tune. Okay? It's Bigfoot Holmes and that's the show. He got nothing else to say, but he is waving the flags and the white flags. And maybe he invited everybody that day. I'm just telling you what the lady said to me on the phone. That was our W-2 and the lady said that to him. I don't make those words up. I don't know the real words. Why would I even come up with those words? They don't make no sense. That's what the lady said to me on the phone. I'm just repeating what somebody said, so now that's offensive? Is that offensive? Well, that's crazy. You don't know me then. You don't know him. I guess you don't know him. How can you offend yourself? Well, okay, apparently you can. Apparently you can these days. So that's cool. Oh, cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. So, we'll come back, and we'll be back with the show. Of all shows, I guess. With me, it's Bigfoot Holmes. He's having a good day. He's having a great day. It's a good day. We're back with that song, and we're gonna take you out to it. I'm gonna take you out to it. I gotta find out one. I gotta find one because I gotta make sure I get the vocals to it, and the tunes to it. So we'll be right back. Oh yeah, it was good. Chris Cornell even did a reversion of this song, and it was pretty cool. He passed away. God rest your soul, Chris Cornell. You were great. But it's a good one. And we'll hit it out here. It's Sinead O'Connor's big hit. I can't use her lyrics in the words because I know she. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the reliefs and stuff, but this is true. This is a true song. It's a true great song. And it's Bigfoot Holmes taking us out with one of the greatest songs of all time. Give me right here. Let me do it. Hold on. Here it is. To take us out for tomorrow's big show. If I can be better in better mood. It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day. Since you took your love away from Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. Oh yeah, I can. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. But nothing I said, nothing can take away these blues. 'Cause nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Who do you think I'm telling it to? Somebody. It's been so lonely without you here. Like a balloon without you somewhere. Oh, nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Well, tell me, baby, what did I go wrong? Yeah. I could put my arms around every girl I see. Then they just throw me away and lock away the key. I went to the doctor and guess what he told me? He said, boy, you better try to have fun no matter what you do. But he's a fool. Cause nothing compares. Nothing compares to me or you. Yeah. Bahoo. Instrumental now. See, that's a song. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, then you shall know, like, you put Bigfoot down, Bigfoot's pissed, it hurt. You hurt his feelings. We got shows, gonna be Captain Speak tomorrow. If I come back, if I can recover, I'll recover, man. Joe Rogan, I apologize, I might have offended you too, and I didn't mean to do that. I'm saying pick a side. Guy says pick a side, he don't know what he's talking about anymore, man. He's lost it all, it's Bigfoot. He's lost everything he ever had, it was nothing. He lost nothing, and that was all he ever had. So now he's got more than nothing. Oh, gosh. I'm going to go back and listen to that one again. Oh, man. I hope I'm okay with the show tomorrow. All right. Andrew Tate, don't beat me up too bad, please. Please. Phil Brooks, don't beat me up too bad either. Please. I make mistakes, man. I make mistakes, you know that, Lord. Lord, you know it, man. You don't even know me. I don't even know him. I don't know any of them. And I'm crying because of it. Oh, I gotta go to the middle. I gotta go. Take care. Check out the show tomorrow if you still can. Hey, you believe in me. You believe in Bigfoot. Don't worry, Stuart Small. He's still not believe me. Because Al Franken, I think so. I'm gonna give him a phone call. Please, Allie. Al Franken, please. Get a Stuart Small back. Help me. Have a good one.
Oh, I just slapped the hell out of that mother effer. Well, that's Bigfoot, and I guess RW's gonna take over the show now. What the hell was wrong with him? He's crying. You made Bigfoot cry. Who made Bigfoot cry? I gotta know who made Bigfoot cry. Cause somebody made him cry, and he got issues. I have issues tomorrow on the show. Now, if somebody made him cry, I've never seen Bigfoot cry like this, except unless Harry and the Hendersons, okay? It was Harry and the Hendersons was the last time I ever seen him cry, and I'm pissed. Where's John Lithgow when we need him? Okay? We gotta slap some sense into Bigfoot. Have a good one. We'll be right back. Tomorrow. Probably. Maybe. We don't know. Who knows? I don't know. I gotta get Bigfoot around me. I gotta slap him around and tell him, I can't do the show anymore, Bigfoot. You gotta do it. We'll see. But somebody made him cry really bad. He's devastated. He is devastated. Oh my God, he's drinking out of the toilet. Bigfoot, no. I can't.